The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Hour number 3, quitting time. On your Tuesday afternoon edition of the show, the Top 5 at 5 brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube. Now with 9 locations throughout Knoxville, including 5 Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities, where in addition to standard oil change, you can get most maintenance and mechanical issues handled on your car. Plus, they're an authorized Michelin dealer. Jiffy Lube Multicare has your next set of tires. Visit JiffyLubeKnoxville.com, where you can download a coupon for $10 off your next visit. JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. Go ahead, Jake.
Number 1, Tennessee's official depth chart lists Brian Maurer as the starter for the Alabama game this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Taking over at linebacker for the first half, suspended Henry To'oto'o will be Quaveris Crouch or DeAndre Johnson. Theo Jackson will fill in for Trayvon Flowers at safety.
Has he said anything else about Trayvon? I mean, I'm assuming he's out for the year with a broken leg.
Yeah, well, apparently he walked off the field with the broken leg, like on
his own.
Yeah,
but I mean, I've seen...
That's amazing.
I've seen guys, you know...
Yeah. No, the
crazy
consensus...
stuff when you've got a lot of adrenaline flowing.
I don't know how official it is, but the consensus is that he will be out for the year.
Yeah. All right.
Number 2, as part of the Aer Lingus College Football Series, Nebraska and Illinois will square off at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland to open the 2021 college football season. The game, the third in the series, will be played on August 28th. The Huskers and the Illini were originally slated to play on November 13th in Champaign, Illinois. And with the date change, Illinois will have 2 bye weeks that season, while Nebraska has added a home game against southeastern Louisiana. For Illinois, the game will be the first in program history played outside the United States, and Nebraska's most recent international game was the 1992 Coca-Cola Bowl against Kansas State in Tokyo.
Sounds like fun. I'd like to go to one of those games. I don't know how much the people of Ireland want to see it. So, where is it? What part of Ireland is it being played
in? It's in Dublin.
Dublin.
And College Game Day will be there.
So that's in Northern Ireland.
I'm not great on Ireland geography.
Yeah.
Not big on that.
Dublin.
But if it's anything like the NFL games in London, they'll show out for it. So they got a really nice stadium. Number 3, playoff baseball continues today. Game 3 of the ALCS in New York is on right now on Fox Sports 1. The Astros and Yankees are tied at 1 game apiece. And right now, in the bottom of the second, Houston is up 2-0. Then at 8:05 p.m., the Washington Nationals can punch their ticket to the World Series as they take on the Cardinals on TBS in our nation's capital.
Yeah, they were just showing the thing with Garrett Cole at Yankee Stadium. Yankee today, Yankee tomorrow, Yankee forever.
Pinstripe pride.
Yeah, all that stuff. And now he's going to, you know, he's looking to shut down the Yankees today.
He's got to get rid of that beard to play for the Yankees.
I thought they were going to hold him out till game 4. I guess they don't want the Yankees jumping to a 2-1. I wonder if that changed when the Yankees took that one down in Houston.
I don't know. Number 4.
Oof, I don't like him.
On Tennessee's official basketball media guide, each player on the team has fun facts listed below their bio. So it tells you height, weight, and number and all that. Some facts have the player's major, some of their accolades. But under my fellow Kingsport native John Fulkerson's bio, one of the fun facts listed says, makes questionable choices when it comes to hairstyle and facial hair. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, man, I don't know about questionable. He looks like he's on tour with Panic right now. You know, looks like he's trying to find himself. Well, so, I don't know. You run it by Russ, see what he thinks.
Russell, do you think John Fulkerson, fellow Kingsport native of mine, makes questionable choices when it comes to hairstyle and facial hair?
Yeah, but he's in college and he's a, you know, basketball player. He's on the basketball team, so he's a big man on campus. He gets to do that. That's what you get to do. That's the time, like, I wish sometime, well, you know, you don't get to experiment with your hairstyle when you're 40. Like, if I came in with, like, a mohawk or a mullet or something, people are like, dude, what are you doing? You look ridiculous.
According to the UT basketball media guide, he does make questionable decisions.
That's fine. Like, he gets to do that. Like, that's part of what being a college kid is all about.
Heard that. And now number five, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees for the 2020 class today. As usual, the group is a mix of various genres, which is sure to stir debate, and that we here on The Drive are no exception.
Okay.
The nominees are Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Now, forgive me, is it Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode. We'll get to that after we talk to Cecil.
Okay, let's keep going. The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy.
Wow, well, some hard choices.
We're going to break that down. There's some definite locks. Though.
Yeah, there's some hard choices. What did you say?
Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode.
It's D-E-P-E-C-H-E.
That's hilarious.
Depeche Mode.
I was born in 2000.
Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by Jiffy Lube Knoxville. Check out JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. Let's bring in Cecil Hurd of the Tuscaloosa News. Cecil, good afternoon, sir. You got Russell Smith, Bear, and Jake Lester. How you doing?
I'm great. Give me Biggie and Soundgarden, and y'all can have the rest.
Biggie and Soundgarden. Those are your two going in?
I got to have the MC5 in there.
Were they nominated?
He said MC5.
I would have thought they were already in.
Myself as well, Cecil.
Can you name me more than three MC5 songs?
I can't. There's one I can't name on the air.
Yeah, we all know that one. Kick Out the Jams.
Kick Out the Jams, yeah.
Yeah, and the variations of Kick Out the Jams.
Right, and we stopped to, like, The rap, like, Tupac's already in, and that used to be a big controversy. Why are you letting all the rappers in? But now it's just a thing we do, right?
Yeah, but Biggie, I mean, he's
got it. I mean,
Hall of Fame material.
But. Yeah, I'm not an expert but I know who he is. So if a dork like me knows who Biggie is, he probably deserves to go in first ballot. All right, Cecil, talk to us a little bit about Alabama. You know, it's interesting to me, like. Just haven't seen them play that much because there haven't been many marquee matchups. Now, those are definitely coming here, the back half of the schedule. I guess the nation got to see them play a little bit on CBS against Texas A&M. That game was never really in doubt. How has the Tides season gone for those of us who haven't watched them a lot?
It's been a little bit similar to last year. They are remarkably good on offense. There's defense has been up and down a little bit. They lost Dylan Moses, who was a preseason All-American. They lost him in the preseason, so that's affected them a little bit. They've had to play two true freshmen on the inside, but they've given up more points than usual. But they also just score so fast. It's similar to what LSU is doing, but. People associate Alabama under Nick Saban with the low-scoring defensive powerhouses.
Yeah,
and that's not it. But they've got arguably the best quarterback, arguably the three best receivers. The number one running back from out of high school 3 years ago. A good offensive line. So they. And it puts pressure on teams to have to try and keep up. That's the problem.
So they're probably looking at this game at Tennessee and the Tide a 35-point favorite or so. And, you know, I know Nick Saban is famously can make Western Carolina seem like the Dallas Cowboys in his press conference. But, it seems to me that this is going to be a game that obviously Alabama is expected to win big. Is this still – a big rivalry game to Alabama players, Alabama fans down there, or has the Tide's domination of this series such that it's lost a little bit of its luster?
It is. I don't know that people who are college age and younger, I think the players understand it because the coaches really sell it to them, that it's a big rivalry, and there's the cigars and all of that history. So I think they get into it. Maybe more so than the student body does because they just, very close game in 09, relatively close game in 15, and the rest of them since Saban got here really hadn't been close. So you'd like a rivalry to be closer. The older, obviously, the older, if you get to my age, you know, Tennessee is a huge rival for Alabama and vice versa. And the older the fan is, the more that's true. But, you know, as far as it being as big as LSU or Auburn, it's not right now. Hmm.
Cecil Hurt of the Tuscaloosa News, our guest here this afternoon. Cecil, obviously Alabama fans very familiar with Jeremy Pruitt. Year two did not get off to a good start. That is an understatement. A big win, though, considering where the program is coming from over Mississippi State this past weekend. Are you surprised to see Jeremy Pruitt struggling early in year two?
Well, I thought they'd be a little better. Yeah. Was I surprised that they lost to Georgia State? Sure, absolutely. I thought they'd be a little bit better, frankly, but I don't know all the ins and outs of what he's dealing with roster-wise, but I thought Garantano had shown some good things last year and that they'd have consistent quarterback play, and you know it's still going to take obviously a couple of recruiting years, and that was going to be the case regardless. But I'm a little bit surprised. Certainly surprised they didn't win that game against Georgia State, and the rest of the games they've struggled. Would I have expected them to beat Florida or Georgia this year? No, yeah, I probably wouldn't have.
Pruitt said yesterday that he felt like Saban called off the dogs last year. He felt like he did that several times as being nice to some of the league opponents. And he said that he felt like that might have hurt Alabama later in the season when they got taken to the wire in the SEC championship and the playoff games, and that maybe he's playing guys a little bit longer so that they're better prepared for whatever happens at the end of the season. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, they're playing guys a good bit longer if you look at how much, what percentage of the snaps Tua's taken this year versus last year. You know, Tua's taken about 96% of the snaps this year, so he hadn't come out too much. A little bit against New Mexico State, but you know, Tua's done a lot of the work at quarterback this year, so he is playing more, and they're using the receivers until the end and so forth. I don't know that Nick has ever done anything nice for anybody. they certainly want to guard, you know, want to have those guys healthy and fresh and ready to go. But I think that if the defense were shutting people out, if they were, you know, ahead 49-0 instead of, you know, 45-20, you'd see a similar pattern of him taking those guys out.
Well, the question perhaps most relevant for not only Tennessee fans, but fans all across the league who are sick of getting it handed to them by Nick Saban in Alabama on a yearly basis is, you know, he got 67 years old. He had the surgery. He have a hip replacement knee or something in the off season.
Hip replacement, yeah.
Any signs of him other than that, you know, slowing down and or perhaps looking to the future for Alabama?
Not really. I mean, you never know what opportunities would come up, but there really aren't a lot of places he could go.
Yeah.
And coach somewhere else. And he doesn't want to be an administrator, and I don't think he wants to be a television personality. He's good at it. He's really good when he does, you know, off week or December television appearances as an analyst because he explains the game so well. But I don't see him, you know, being on game day and sitting in Pullman at 5 a.m. on a Saturday waiting for some 22-year-old to bring him a cup of coffee. I don't know that that's what he wants to do. He likes coaching. He likes competing. He's well compensated. He's got in place most of the things that he wants to have in place. His family's seems happy here, so times are different. You know, people can work longer, so I don't see anything imminent in terms of Nick doing anything. Now, who knows? You know, if I watch the Cowboys on Sunday, maybe Jerry Jones comes in and offers him, you know, 5 years at $100 million. Something like that might happen, but I'd be surprised. He never really expressed a desire to go back to the NFL.
Last thing for you, Cecil, we'll let you run here. Alabama gets Tennessee this weekend, Arkansas next week, and then they have an off week. And shaping up to be another huge game with LSU. It would be 1-2 now, just kind of, you know, projecting ahead. Alabama has an off week to get ready for that one. And just shaping up to be another colossal matchup between the Tide and the Tigers. Is, you know, we've come a long way from that game. What was it, 6-3 a couple of years ago? I don't think anybody's expecting that this time around.
And no touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
9-6.
No touchdowns. Okay.
And I predict that there will be a touchdown.
A touchdown or two, yeah.
At least one.
All right. Well, Cecil, always appreciate the time, my man. Enjoy Tennessee-Bama week down there, and we will talk to you again soon.
Look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. It's Cecil Hurt, the Tuscaloosa News, making his presence felt. Bear, what did you learn?
I mean, we kind of already knew that he just confirmed what I've thought is – I think Saban's going to go out like Bear, the you know, Bear Bryant did.
He's going to coach until he coach, cannot coach
and then
anymore.
6 months later, he'll be dead. That's just how those guys are.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's going to coach into his – Cecil's right. You can do things longer now. Now
the hell was Bill Snyder in his well into his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he can keep his machine up and running down there.
Now, it's one of the – I remember when Spurrier – came back and people kept asking him how much longer you got, and his answer was always five years. And then one day he just quit.
Yeah, but I never would have put Spurrier in that same
as
group.
A lifer, because he likes to play golf.
Yeah,
and
he's
stuff
got
and,
stuff outside of football, yeah, that he's okay talked about in interviews. Yeah. All Saban ever talks about is football.
I'm just looking for a way to get this dude out here. We've got, I mean, the Cowboys are not going to offer him a $100 million deal. Even if they did, he probably wouldn't take it. He's not. This is obviously his last college job. I don't think anybody would argue that.
No, I mean, he's got it made down
he's
there.
He's not going to do TV. He's not going to go fishing.
Hmm. I mean, football. That's it.
I don't want to root for anything bad to happen to the guy. It's just.
I mean,
a
the
game,
guy eats the same lunch every day. He does the same thing every single day.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's changing that Cecil brought up. He said that a lot of Alabama teams are known under Nick Saban for being not such a high scoring but more of a defensive team. And I looked up the stats for Alabama, their points per game. In 2015, they averaged 32. Tennessee actually averaged more than them. 2016, 39. 2017, 36. 2018, 45 points per game. And now this year they're sitting at 51 points per game.
Well, yeah, everybody, LSU and Alabama have completely flipped the script on how they historically have always, you know, how their teams have been built.
You know, Jake, Depeche Mode.
Joe Pesci mode.
We have what we refer to here on the drive as a policy of truth, Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Never let me down again, Jake. Mm-hmm. Never let me down again. You sit there and enjoy the silence for a moment. We'll take a quick break. I love Depeche Mode. Big Depeche Mode guy. Do you know that about me, Bear? How does that strike you?
Not surprising at all.
It's good stuff.
It's not bad.
Original?
Yeah.
Different?
They did their own thing. You know a Depeche Mode song when it comes on.
Stay with us. I want to get back into the.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about this.
Bear's got some hot takes for you. We'll get your phone calls, 865-546-8200. Stay tuned. The Drive rages on Fan Run Radio. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The Drive is back.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a big Depeche Mode. It's something.
You aren't?
I like Depeche Mode.
Do you ever own any of their CDs?
No, and I don't have any of their songs on my phone.
Right.
I've often thought about buying them, but I'm really cheap when it comes to buying them. I'll like sit there.
Personal Jesus.
It was something I said because I thought it might really get a rise out of you, and it surprisingly didn't. So,
man,
swing and miss on that one.
Yeah. Let's break down this list, Russ. I'll tell you right off the bat which ones don't belong.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Notorious B.I.G. I'm surprised. I would thought you would say he's right in. See, I don't know of any.
See,
of his
my team. Problem is I have to. I'm West Coast, all the way.
I've often said that about you.
And I prefer the West Coast. I always preferred West Coast rap to East Coast.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, huge differences in sound, and you know, I was on their side of the whole. You know, when they were threatening each other.
Oh, the beef! Like you were ready to go take up arms and defend Tupac.
Well, no, I wasn't. I don't think. I think Biggie or Suge Knight had Tupac killed, but that's a whole nother conversation for another afternoon. If you want to go down that rabbit hole with me,
you're a young man, Jake. Biggie, first ballot. You go in. You were probably not even born when some of that stuff came out.
Do you know who the Notorious B.I.G. is?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, I know him.
Whitney Houston.
Rock and roll.
See, that's what I think about. Notorious B.I.G.
He's more rock and roll than Whitney Houston. He was. Yeah.
What does Whitney Houston do? I Will Always Love You.
She
did the anthem. What else has she done?
Oh, God.
I know she's done a lot of songs. I don't. Again, this is not up
every time I. Oh, what is it? Every time I think of you.
Touch Myself?
No, that was a Divinals.
Ah.
I mean, she's probably the greatest vocal. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, what a great song. I want to dance with somebody.
One bit heat with somebody.
Great song.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know if rock and roll.
She goes in there. I don't think the label doesn't. It doesn't have to be rock, man.
Okay. Well, sure.
I don't worry about that anymore.
Okay, keep going.
Soundgarden.
Yeah, first ballot. They deserve it.
I agree.
Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make some hard decisions. We haven't put up the wall to anybody yet.
All right.
I mean, this has got to be like baseball, where you only get to
if you're putting Judas Priest goes in before Whitney Houston.
All right. 16 possible inductees.
How many spots do we have?
Let's say I don't know. Let's say you got to pick 5. Let's make
out
it hard.
16.
Let's make it hard.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like we're gonna have to have a board.
9 Inch Nails.
No.
No. Pat Benatar. I mean, no, you don't even have to think about that one.
No.
What did she do?
No. I mean, this year's.
Hit me with your best shot.
This year's not Hell Is for Children. She had a lot of hits, man.
Hell Is for Children.
Yeah.
How does Heartbreaker.
That go? Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker.
She had her husband, Neil Giraldo, incredible guitar player.
Kraftwerk.
No.
They're like the German, just like beat bop kind of. That was.
And music to make me slap my face to.
But some people find that stuff highly influential.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of people like, that Kraftwerk album with the dudes in the yellow and the red on the front is.
People that used to do a lot of club drugs. Go ahead. Next.
Motorhead.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time to play the game.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, I think you got to.
I'll leave myself out of this.
See, I keep saying that.
Dave Matthews Band.
No, absolutely not.
But that's just your personal take.
That's
bad music for frat boys and sorority girls.
So you really don't like it, but like, there's no denying that was a huge.
What would you say?
Several big albums, lots of big hits.
I hated him.
I'm putting Dave Matthews Band in before Judas Priest.
Out of the ones that we've listed, we said we're going to put 5 out of these 16 in. So right now we have Motorhead. And Dave Matthews?
No, Dave Matthews.
Bears Nixing Dave Matthews.
The only one we got in right now is Motorhead.
Depeche Mode? Doobie Brothers?
Yes. I'm a Doobie Brothers guy.
It just seems like Doobie Brothers are going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, they don't need to go in this. There's the talent pool is too deep.
MC5
have to go in. Rock and roll doesn't sound the way it sounds now without the MC5.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
No.
What did they do?
I have no clue.
It's like early 80s disco music, right?
I'm not. I could not tell you.
Or is it funk? Find me some Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. It's clean.
So right now we've got the MC5.
Through the Fire.
And who?
Like Sugar.
Motorhead. Motorhead and the MC5.
Sweet Thing.
Todd Rundgren.
No.
No?
No. Beatles ripoff.
Can we still be friends?
Nope.
Everybody's a Beatles ripoff.
Yeah, but some people are better at it than others. He had that big beef. John Lennon used to torture that guy. Called him Todd Runt and Snuddle or something.
That's rude. Soundgarden?
Yes.
Yep.
I think they have to go in. They probably benefit too because Chris Cornell died. Just like Whitney Houston.
Who do you
like,
think they're going to get to sing for their...
That's a good question. Eddie Vedder or somebody, one of those Seattle guys that they hang out with. T-Rex?
No.
Bang a Gong, Get It On?
Yeah.
And Thin Lizzy?
Yes.
In the company it's in, yeah.
I love Thin Lizzy. I can't tell you more than... I know three or four of their songs, and I love... I mean, that stuff rocks.
Well, I mean, the guy died young. I think that has to factor into it.
Boys Are Back in Town, Jailbreak, one of my favorites.
Cowboy song.
Tonight there's going to be a Jailbreak.
One of our own bumpers.
Whiskey in the Jarro.
In the Jarro?
Whiskey in the Jarro.
It's Whiskey in the Jar.
I know, but he says Whiskey in the Jarro, right? That's the way he sings it.
Okay. Who's next?
That's it. Those are the 16.
Oh, well, we still got a spot for one.
So we have Soundgarden, Thin Lizzy.
Motorhead.
Yeah.
And the MC5.
You're putting Dave Matthews Band
no,
in.
No, I'm
man.
Not.
Dave
I'm
Matthews
not
a huge or Doobie
fan.
Brothers.
Give me the other. I'd put the Doobies in next.
I would too.
Yeah, that'd be my fifth.
I'm with you. I'm not a huge Dave Matthews fan.
I'd put Biggie in before I'd put Dave Matthews in.
You know, there's some people who are going to push back a little bit against Soundgarden, probably.
Why?
It's because it's, I don't know.
Banger after banger.
Yeah, but it's not everybody's cup of tea. Just like some people feel about Soundgarden probably the way you feel about Dave Matthews. And that's okay, man.
They changed the world. They said they were one of the bands that saved us from hair bands.
I mean, Dave Matthews Band had way more hits than Motorhead. Way more influential than Motorhead. Like, that can't be argued. I mean, you can
argue. No, Motorhead's way more influential than Dave Matthews, man. We're not talking about these punks that play on every patio in America on Friday and Saturday night, Russell. We're talking about Lemmy Kilminster. Okay? Motorhead.
Well, when we're talking about the people that those groups spawned, okay, yeah. There's a bunch of dudes out there playing Dave songs on the back patio at Hawkeye's on the Strip or whatever it is now. And there are a bunch of, like, snot-nosed kids playing three-chord punk songs in a garage basement house party in front of 12 of their friends right now. So you tell me what's more influential, the guy that's actually playing in a business making money or the kids who are...
The kids in the garage?
No. Stop.
You know
you're,
it.
You're No. You don't know it.
Let's see this one.
So it's going to be a tough one, man. It's going to be a hard one.
Who do you think will go in?
I think Dave Matthews will go in. I think Whitney Houston, Biggie will go in.
I don't think they're putting both Biggie and Whitney in.
I think Whitney goes before Biggie.
I think they both go in.
Ought to go in.
I could see Doobie Brothers going in.
I could see Judas Soundgarden Priest going in.
I'm telling you, Whitney Houston and Biggie are going in.
I don't understand how Whitney
they're
was
dead.
Never considered rock and roll, though.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The people that vote on this kind of thing will want to show.
She was a pop artist.
They'll want to show that they're not just straight ahead rock people. They'll want
to
honor the
yeah, but they need
the,
to have
the rapper
a
and the R&B gal.
Or just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, they probably will eventually. Cleveland's rock. Why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland? I've never understood that. Is Cleveland a huge rock city? What bands came out of Cleveland? Did any bands come out of Cleveland?
I'm sure. Dave Chappelle comes out of Cleveland.
He does?
Yeah. He lives right outside of Cleveland. Actually, lives outside of Dayton now. But, yeah, he grew up outside of...
Nine Inch Nails.
Well, he was born in D.C., and then I think his family moved to Cleveland. But yeah, he considers himself an Ohio guy.
The Black Keys.
Okay.
Dean you ever Martin. Seen the Keys?
I've not. I do kind of put some stock into the they're a White Stripes ripoff.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, I could see that. Joe Tracy Walsh. Chapman's from Cleveland.
Joe Walsh also. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They're up for it or they're in?
No, they're from Cleveland.
Oh.
James Gang.
That's Funk Number 49, Joe Walsh. Good tune. The James Gang is in. Oh, no, they're just from Cleveland.
The Raspberries.
I'm not following. The Raspberries.
He's just reading off.
Are they like the Cranberries?
I don't know.
You like that song, Russ?
Love the Cranberries. Oh, yeah. Take me back to high school, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie, Eat Our Heads.
Sing it for me.
No, I'm good. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. 546-8200. Portions of our show today brought to you by our friends at WaveTech. Gentlemen, let's talk candidly. Just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you struggling with the onset of erectile dysfunction? Is the condition getting worse? Is it affecting your life? Is it affecting your love life? Is it affecting your lady, your loved ones? If so, you need to call our friends at WaveTech Medical and ask them about their revolutionary new acoustical wave therapy that is here in Knoxville and is rejuvenating so many love lives across our listening area. WaveTech uses its FDA-cleared machine that improves blood flow, regenerates nerve fibers, and causes the migration of stem cells to the area of concern. WaveTech's acoustical wave treatment is 100% non-invasive. This is the best part, folks. No pills, no injection, pain-free. So give them a call today to set up a free consultation. You got any questions about it? Got any, this is not a comfortable thing to talk about. You call them up. They're professionals. They deal in this every day. 865-761-4401. They'll give you the ins and outs. 761-4401. Online at wavetechmedical.com. Again, that website is wavetechmedical.com. Be sure to let them know you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Catch the wave with WaveTech Medical. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back to these phones. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this.
Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dhe-us.com.
The copyright owners of the Charlie Brown Christmas theme song have sued Dollywood.
Really?
Yeah. Copyright infringement. News outlets report the complaint says the East Tennessee theme park named for Dolly Parton has used the song without permission in live Christmas performances since its 2007.
That's 12 years, Russ.
Thank you, Bear. Lawsuit says LA-based Lee Mendelson Film Productions owns the copyright and is asking for $150,000 for every time the song has been used.
Now, wait a minute. Just who owns it?
Lee Mendelson Film Productions.
So not the Vince Guaraldi estate?
No.
Huh.
According to the suit, Christmas Time Is Here was written by Lee Mendelson and Vince Guaraldi for the 1965 TV special Charlie Brown Christmas. It is a great song.
I watch it occasionally. It's pretty good.
Do you have $150,000?
No.
We're not Dollywood.
Go easy there.
Oh.
Don't want to sing it on air.
Yeah, we've played that before.
How is that not covered?
We haven't. We thought about playing it Christmas season, but we never have. Not here on Fan Run Radio. Not us. No.
Why would that not be a thing for like ASCAP or BMI?
Actually, we probably can do that because we do pay those dues. I don't know if they do. I don't know.
I'd be stunned if Dollywood didn't pay ASCAP and BMI.
Authorities say they've arrested a Florida man who provoked a small alligator into biting his arm and then poured beer in the animal's mouth. News outlets report 27-year-old Timothy Kepke and 22-year-old Noah Osborne were charged last week with unlawfully taking an alligator. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers began investigating in August following a complaint of Osborne catching the alligator in Palm City and handing it to Kepke. Kepke appears in a video to let the reptile bite his forearm. The video also shows Kepke feeding the alligator beer as it struggles. Officers interviewed Kepke last month. He reportedly acknowledged that he was in the video and said the gator was alive when they released it.
Talk about a lose-lose.
That's a good way to like lose your arm. Alligator's mouths are horribly dirty.
How big was this alligator?
Just says small alligator. I'm guessing not very big.
So like one of the Lee Corso ones like he had on game day.
Yeah. Clamp down on you. Pour some beer in its mouth. Ha ha ha. Couple of funny guys there, huh?
Now, what's the deal? Once they bite you, you can't. It's really hard to pry their mouth open, right?
I don't know, Bear. Strangely enough, never been bitten by an alligator. Hope to keep it that way.
Yeah, it's easy to keep it closed. It's really hard to get. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your scariest animal? What's the animal you're most afraid of?
Most afraid of?
Yeah.
Oh, like. Specific one or just type of animal?
I saw this spider today when I was out on my morning.
Can squash a spider, now, man.
This thing was, it wasn't on my property. It was on a neighbor's holly bush.
Right.
And shrubbery. And it had this thing was black and yellow.
Yeah.
And it was long
garden
and thin.
Spider.
It's
a Brighton spider is what they call
it. It's the most gnarly looking thing I've ever seen. It's
supposed to keep your mouth closed around them. They count your teeth, they write your name in their web, and then you die. But
they
anyhow.
Have those crazy webs, right?
What did you just say?
There's some crazy thing. I had this crazy Hilljack roommate. He used to tell me, his granny used to tell us that. That's what they're called, the riding spiders.
Are they poisonous?
I wouldn't want to find out.
This thing was, oh man. It
for
was
me,
scary looking.
Probably shark.
The thing about a shark, though, is as long
they're
as you
easy
stay,
to avoid.
Yeah, as long as you stay out of the ocean, you'll be fine. Like those spiders, snakes, they can sneak up on you.
Yeah, snakes, especially after all those reports out of the Far East and places where guys were
come up through the toilet and you're sitting down and all of a sudden they jump up,
attached,
bite you on the jewels.
I don't know, man. I've been cornered twice in my life in two. Dog attack situations that are terrifying. Yeah.
I feel like just anything in the ocean.
Ocean is a scary place.
Yeah. Got that right.
Oh, Jake, I feel like he's got some issues. The look of just unbridled fear in his eyes when he said that.
I just don't like to look down. Like, even if I can see my feet in the ocean, I just rather keep my head straight up. Actually, one time I was out in the ocean, out in the surf, about waist deep.
Uh-huh.
Stingray just swims right in between my feet. Scared me
sometimes.
That's why you're supposed to shuffle your feet.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't step on it. It just swam in between.
Hey, what's scary is over up on the coast of Cape Cod right now.
Oh, yeah.
They have no idea why, but the great whites have come a-cruising.
It's Amity Island up there.
How about that?
Yeah, they've shown video.
You ever been stung by a jellyfish?
Nope.
That's bad. That's bad news. Ooh,
yeah.
Not fun.
My niece got stung on a beach trip. She describes it as being just completely awful.
Yeah.
But then...
you can hear it. It goes, zzz, get you.
Yeah. Then another... we've got a member of our family who's the king of spotting jellyfish. As long as he's in the ocean with you, you feel a lot safer. You can just spot him. Jellyfish...
That's good.
Jellyfish.
Do you
fin.
Just, what, do you get
fin,
out?
Fin. Now we move.
In the water, you just swim away from the jellyfish?
Yeah.
But there might be more.
I know. And if the second one he spots, we go ahead and jet on out for a little bit.
The only time I've been to a Gulf Coast beach, I went to Gulf Shores with some friends back after high school, and there were just jellyfish everywhere. They had washed up on the beach to the point where,
Like you couldn't walk on the beach.
Yeah, well, you could walk on the beach, but you weren't going in the water because there were so many of them. I mean, you're going to get zapped by one. Like, you're just going to. So, like, it kind of stunk that kind of ruined the trip from a go-in-the-water standpoint. But
I went to Anna Maria Island one time in Florida, also on Gulfside. Just sitting there minding their own business in the ocean. Boom. Herd of manatees. Sea cow.
What?
They're like the least terrifying animal on the planet.
Oh, I'm not saying
they
I was
might
scared
be,
of
they
them.
Might not be
just
dangerous, but they are kind of like, it's a big animal. Like,
yeah. Big, what, they could come up like the golden retrievers of the aquatic world. They're harmless.
I didn't say I was scared of them. I was just saying it's an exotic animal to be.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bet $100 that if bear is standing in the ocean and a big 1,000-pound manatee swims up and bumps him in the side of the lake, he's going to be
multiple. They travel in packs.
You're going to be like you were that day at old Ben Franklin Motors when you felt, oh.
They travel in packs.
Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up.
On Fox Sports Knoxville.
Wrapping up this afternoon, Citizens National Bank is the official bank of The Drive. Bank local, simplify your life. Turn to Citizens National Bank for all your personal banking needs with a variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards. Citizens National Bank, right here in your community to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings. And my bookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. You check them out online at mybookie.ag. Still got the big sign-up bonus going on right now. Use promo code Knoxville to activate the offer. Visit mybookie online today. That's mybookie. Don't forget to use the promo code Knoxville when creating your account to claim the bonus. Mybookie, bet, win, get paid. Should have known why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. So people have pointed this out. And I knew this somewhere in the deep recesses of my troubled mind. But Alan Freed, the legendary disc jockey who coined the term and roll, was from Cleveland.
Whoopity-doo.
It's Alan Freed. You don't whoopity-doo that. I mean,
he's
a radio legend, icon, got embroiled in a huge payola scandal.
I was going to say, wasn't he involved with payola?
Yeah.
Have you watched the Clive Davis special on Netflix yet, or documentary?
Clive Davis, was that the guy who played Hellraiser?
No, you Jack Wagon. Clive Davis.
Clive?
Yeah.
Clive is a great name. You don't see any Clives anymore.
He was, he discovered Whitney Houston. His Earth, Wind, and Fire, his track record of the bands that he broke is insane. And he wasn't a music guy. He was a lawyer until he got into the music business, and then he became a music man.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Take your word for it. Discovered Whitney Houston, huh?
Yeah.
There's it makes you wonder. Like, you hear how these superstars got discovered, and it's always like on some whim, you know, just some happen chance. Thing, and all of a sudden they become these big stars. It makes you wonder just how many great voices, like more talented people, are just floundering in obscurity. You'll never hear from them.
My favorite band, Oasis, was they were opening for an all-girl group. And
are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
True fan.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. You got to be careful. White Mamba will get you.
Yeah.
Bears just cruise along.
White Mamba's really wanting to get taken off my the do not mess with list and get over there with the rest of the serfs around here. I've had a lot of mercy.
See, it's catching
on.
I'm bringing it back to serfs. People are trying to use peasants. As an insult.
Serf.
We should go with serfs. You serfs. Fetch me my mead.
So Bear, noted gymnastics fan, did not know that the floor was spring-loaded. Oasis is his favorite band. And
I don't
unaware.
Think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They're not.
I would like to see. They probably don't let them, you know, they're going to show They'll up and they're going to end up being in a fight.
2019, they were first eligible. Did not get in.
They've always been bigger everywhere else on the planet. Even they were huge here, but they were crazy big everywhere else but here.
That's your favorite band, really? Is your favorite
band? I mean, right.
Who's your favorite band?
I don't know, man. It kind of varies.
Yeah.
I've been on a deep dive on them for a while.
Hard to just pick, yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
This is all you listen to for the like, I'm sick of it.
Everybody that knows me is. I mean, I've been listening to them since 94. Definitely maybe dropped.
It's 25 years.
Yeah, been on deep dive for a while. That's what I said.
It's a long time. It's a long time. Thanks to Qdoba Taco Tuesday. Might go hit up there, pick up a couple of knockout tacos.
Get me some cotija cheese.
On the way home, get you some cotija cheese from Qdoba. Thank you to Jake. Thank you to Bear. Hashtag pray for Trey. See if he's back tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime. Coming up next from 6 until 8, we'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.